طيب إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we seek Allah's assistance. And we bear witness that there is no God worthy of our worship but Allah alone, with no partners. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's slave and His messenger. May Allah exalt His mention and that of His companions and anyone who follows them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Brothers, barakallahu feekum, we continue inshaAllah with Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya li Shaykh Al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And we have been blessed enough to reach the point of dealing with the verses from the Quran which are indicative of Allah's names and attributes. They indicate the correct understanding of Allah's names and attributes according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we said that there are many other groups among the Muslims who have another interpretation of these verses and different understanding of the nature of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most dangerous things that you can deviate in, because deviating in matters of fiqh, in matters of, you know, difference of opinion, is almost always feasible, you know. But once you deviate in your understanding of who your Lord is, this is when you are dealing with your aqidah. This is when it becomes an issue of heaven or hell, you know, because if you may lose your tawheed, as we mentioned before with some of the examples we struck. We last dealt with the fact that Ayatul Kursi contain how many names of Allah?
36.
Five names and 26 attributes. We were able to...
26 including names.
Aywa. We were able to enumerate how many?
25.
Because we did not find the 26th one.
26.
It's not our fault. We go with the book. The book has 25, we say 25. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Anyways, we mentioned that the point that we would become the issue right now is the ulu. What was ulu in English? Does anyone remember? Ulu. Ulu. Hey, well, what's the other more technical word that sounds nicer?
Transcending.
Transcendency. Remember?
You know,
transcendency. This is more technical. And if you look up in the dictionary, that's one of the meanings. And this is the one that is most befitting, because highness has a different, yani, connotation. It may be understood like your highness, as it is used with some of the, you know, human beings. You know, it may be different. Transcendency deals mostly with the physical aspect, and all the Muslims agree that Allah is high in His attributes. You know, that He has the most perfect attributes, but not all of them agree in Allah Himself Azza wa Jal being high. That's why transcendency is more befitting than highness. Because you could have highness without being high. I mean, you could be here on the ground, but due to your qualities. So transcendency deals more with the physical aspect, meaning you being above. طيب. The Shaykh said, and Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, وقال فأهل السنة في ذلك طائفتان طائفة قالوا إن الله بذاته في كل مكان. We said that أهل السنة والجماعة opposed two different groups. First, the first one, they said Allah in Himself is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. You ask today the average Muslim and you will get no answer but that one, from personal experience. Okay, this is what you will get predominantly, unless someone has learned. Now, we wish not to blame the brothers who may give this answer, because we did not learn. That's why it becomes our obligation to learn and teach. So the Muslims will, yani, how are we going to be victorious now? What's happening with our brothers in Palestine, for example? How is the dignity going to come back to the Muslims when, if you bring five Muslims in the room and you ask them about Allah, you will not find maybe two who will agree or understand it in the right context. Each one of them will have his own methodology and his own ideology of what to understand. Then how are we going to all... is that how the Sahaba were? No. If you were to bring the Sahaba with each other and ask them about Allah, they will all agree. They will disagree in fiqh. One will say that, you know, I will pray 4 rak'ah over here instead of 2. One will say, I heard the Messenger ﷺ do such, so I will do that. Yes, they differed among fiqh, but that did not lead to difference in belief system. And sure enough, it did not lead to difference between the hearts. The hearts were in harmony. Today, when someone differs with you in your aqidah, you have a hard time finding harmony with him as far as your heart is concerned. Because this is a very serious and grave issue. So, the first one they said, Allah is everywhere. وَطَائِفَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ فَوْقَ الْعَالَمِ وَلَيْسَ تَحْتَ الْعَالَمِ وَلَا فِي الْعَالَمِ وَلَا يَمِينَ وَلَا شِمَالَ وَلَا مُنْفَصِلَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِ وَلَا مُتَّصِلَ. We said this last time. Another group said, Allah is not above the creation, not above the world creation, not under the creation. Allah is not in the creation, not to the right, not to the left, not above, not attached and not detached. And we said this is the best definition of what? Nothingness. That's exactly what nothingness is. It's nowhere. It's not in. It's not. It's nowhere. That's what nothing is. And that's definitely not Allah. So the Shaykh said, yani this is a very strange understanding. They're denying verses from the Quran. They're denying many verses which we will deal with inshallah. I don't want to go ahead of myself. The Shaykh said, وَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا بِأَنَّهُ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ إِسْتَدَلُّوا بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. As for those, now again, they have evidences. They have evidences from the Quran why they believe Allah is everywhere. Those who say that Allah is everywhere, they use the following evidence from the Quran. We will see. You can always misunderstand something. You can even misunderstand, إِنَّا نَحْنُ. Verily we send down the remembrance. You can misunderstand and say there's more than one God. It says we. Huh? If you really want to take it like that, we can go there. So now you can no longer confirm Tawheed. If someone wants to understand the verses according to his mind. It says we. Why does it say we? Why doesn't it say I? Because Allah is one. So you try to tell him, well, there's a plural of royalty, and this is blah 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 blah. He says, no, I don't. I understand the verse as it reads in front of me. So then you'll have a problem. Huh? Someone who has limited understanding does not look at the whole teachings. They only look at one aspect, and the khalas, this is the one that they want to engrave in their mind. You can never convince this person if they don't want to be guided. But I'm trying to show you that you may be shocked. They're using evidence from the Quran. Yes. But they are misunderstanding them. And they're not understanding them in the light of other texts from the Quran. Here's a verse. It's in Surah Al-Mujadila, verse number 7. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. There is no 3 people who are doing secret counsel, secret talk, whispering to one another. There aren't any 3, except that Allah is their 4th. And there aren't any 5, except that Allah is their 6th. And nothing lesser than that, or more than that, except that He is with them wherever they may be. So they said, that means that Allah, if you are 3 people having a secret conversation, and Allah is our 4th, that means that Allah is present with us. You see how they understood that? No problem. Tayyib. So that was a commercial, huh? So, they said then Allah must be everywhere. Now, I don't want to go ahead of the Shaykh. We will see how this is very strange way of looking at things. And how this is not applicable logically, linguistically, and legally. All of them are, will have ways to refute them. And they have another verse that they use as an evidence. وَاسْتَدَلُّوا بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 4. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. It is He who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then He rose above a throne. Then He rose above the throne. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He knows what goes into the earth. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And what goes out. وما ينزل من السماء and what ascends from the heavens وما يعرج فيها and what descends from the heaven and what ascends onto the skies وهو معكم أينما كنتم and he is with you wherever you may be والله بما تعملون بصير and verily Allah sees all that which you do. Allah is seeing everything that you do. Allah sees everything. وعلى هذا they said based on that فليس عاليا بذاته he is not high himself is not high بل علو عندهم علو صفة or the only highness they attribute is the quality meaning Allah's qualities are the most high because he is the most you know the ever living you know the irresistible the magnificent the almighty all these are high qualities compared to low qualities they believe that but because of these verses they say you cannot say that Allah Azza wa Jal himself is high because Allah says that he is with you he is with us wherever we may be how is that how can Allah be with us and be above we will see أما الذين قالوا إنه لا يوصف بجهة فقالوا لأننا لو وصفناه بذلك لكان جسما والأجسام متماثلة وهذا يستلزم التمثيل They said the reason why we say that is because we cannot describe Allah as having a direction being in a particular direction because if we do so that means that there must be a body a physical body and bodies are similar to the bodies of the creation once there's a body it must be similar to the bodies of everything else around us and that necessitates resembling Allah to his creation okay now this is called philosophy وعلى هذا فننكر أن يكون في أي جهة based on that we say no we cannot say that Allah is in any direction and we cannot say that Allah is above because if we say above that means that there's a body if there's a body that means it's similar to other bodies if there's other bodies that means Allah is similar to his creation so how do they get themselves out of the whole thing they deny it so we don't say that there's that The Shaykh said, وَلَكِنَّنَا نَرُدُّ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ وَجَّهِنْ Rather, we refute those and those in two ways. We respond to them. We say, الْوَجْهُ الْأَوَّلِ إِبْطَالُ احْتِجَاجِهِمْ First, we nullify their evidence. We will refute that. We'll show them that it's void. We will void it. That's better than nullify. إبطال. والثاني إثبات نقيض قولهم بالأدلة القاطعة. Second, we will prove the opposite of that through textual evidences that cannot be misunderstood. We will prove first. We will show them that your understanding is false. Furthermore, we will give you evidences to show you that this is the correct position. It's going to be very interesting. Just wait. أما الأول, as for the first, فنقول لمن زعموا أن الله بذاته في كل مكان دعواكم هذه دعوة دعوة باطلة يردها السمع والعقل We say to the first group who say that Allah is everywhere who deny those who say that Allah Azza wa Jal himself is everywhere we say your claim is a false claim that is rejected by textual evidences and by intellect as for the textual evidences أما السمع فإن الله تعالى أثبت لنفسه أنه العلي Textually speaking, meaning the Qur'an and the Sunnah. That's why when you say textual evidence, meaning an evidence from the Qur'an or the Sunnah, or the consensus of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah proved to himself in the Qur'an that he is Al-Ali. And we just said at the end of Surah Ayat Al-Kursi, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى We will deal with that, inshallah. وَالْآيَ الَّتِي اسْتَدْلَلْتُمْ بِهَا لَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ Whereas the ayah that you use as an evidence for you, which is Allah that is being everywhere, does not match this quality. Allah says that He is Al-Ali, and you saying that He is everywhere, there's contradiction. It cannot, it's impossible, there's contradiction. لأن المعية لا تستلزم الحلول في المكان. Because being with something or someone does not necessitate that you share the same location with them. This is what the whole logic is behind this right now. Being with someone does not necessitate that you share the same spot, same location. You see, you hear what I'm saying? We will give some examples. I don't want to go ahead of the Shaykh. أَلَا تَرَى فِي قَوْلِ الْعَرَبِ الْقَمَرُ مَعَنَا وَمَحَلُّهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ Have you not heard the statement of the Arabs? The moon is with us. And where's the moon? In the sky. The moon is with us, man. Look. Wherever we go, even in English, does it mean that the moon is your pocket? Does that mean that the moon is with you, standing next to you, between you, mixed with you, part of you, everywhere? No. Basic. More examples. وَيَقُولُ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتِي مَعِي. And a person will say, my wife is with me. وَهِيَ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَهُوَ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَهِيَ فِي الْمَغْرِبِ. He's in the west and she's in the east. But he says that my wife is with me. It does not necessitate that his wife is with him in the same location. ويقول الضابط للجنود, and the chief, the general in the army will tell his soldiers, اذهبوا إلى المعركة وأنا معكم. Go to the battle, I am with you. وهو في غرفة القيادة, he's standing in some booth way out there, huh? Watching with the binoculars. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, don't go ahead. وهم في ساحة القتال, they're on the battlefield, is way out there. But he will say linguistically now, we just want to understand, because the Quran was revealed in the language that the people spoke and understood. When someone said the word I am with you, that did not necessarily mean that you are with me. Huh, exactly. Because we have examples from the statements of the people that this is the case. فَلَا يَلْزَمْ, and I will give you an example myself. You know, you tell your you tell, you know, your brother, for example, you say, go and make da'wah. You know, don't worry, I'm with you. You know, you're not going with him. This is means of support. So what we're saying is that the word ma'iyya, being with, is often used without the intent of being with the person in the physical sense. That's what we're trying to establish, because this is what they use. They read the word وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ in Arabic, and he is with you. So they understood from this with, being with, meaning it must be in the same place. That means Allah must be everywhere. Because he cannot be with us unless, because if he's speaking about all of his creation, you see, not just our group, we are a group. Each group, is this is applicable to them. Anytime there's three, Allah is their fourth. If this is the case and He is with them, meaning He must be with everything. So He must be everywhere. You see how they reach this point. We're saying it does not necessarily mean the physical with. Rather, this is only an expression that is used. طيب. فَلَا يَلْزَمْ مِنَ الْمَعِيَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ الصَّاحِبْ فِي مَكَانِ الصَّاحِبِ أَبَدًا. So, being with this never means that you must be with the companion, your companion, in the same physical location. وَالْمَعِيَّ يَتَحَدَّدُ مَعْنَاهَا بِحَسَبِ مَا تُضَافُ إِلَيْهِ فَنَقُولُ أَحْيَانًا هَذَا لَبَنٌ مَعْهُ مَاءٌ وَهَذِهِ الْمَعِيَّ اِقْتَضَتِ الْإِخْتِلَاطِ. Rather, the word with, when we use the expression with, it is always depending on the context, what it is being used with, whatever is added to it. For instance, we say, this milk is with the water. This milk is with the water. He said, here it means mixed. They are mixed with each other. ويقول الرجل, and a man will say, متاعي معي, my luggage is with me. وهو في بيته غير متصل به, but he is at home. His luggage is with him in his country, in the country he went to. He doesn't have it in his hand. He's not sitting in his luggage, in his bag, you know, or have the luggage on top of his head to say, my luggage is with me. He could be on the phone and he could be looking at his luggage right there, and he tells the person on the phone, yeah, my luggage is with me. I made it safe, I have my luggage, I'm ready to go. Does anyone in his right brain will think that he is mixed with the luggage? No. Simple, subhanAllah. But these people don't understand. طيب. وَيَقُولِ إِذَا حَمَلَ مَتَاعُهُ مَعُهُ مَتَاعِ مَعِي وَهُوَ مُتَّصِلٌ بِهِ. And likewise, he may say, if he does carry his luggage, my luggage is with me, and he is connected with the luggage. So he's using both, the word with here is used both times. Depending on the situation, it could either indicate that you are attached to that thing in the same physical location, or it could mean otherwise, depending on what is being added to. فهذه كلمة واحدة ولكن يختلف معناها بحسب الإضافة. So there's one word, but the meaning differs depending on what has been added, depending on what, يعني the context. Let's use the word context. فبهذا نقول. So with that we conclude. We say, معية الله عز وجل لخلقه تليق بجلاله سبحانه وتعالى. The being with, the quality of being with of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His creation befits Allah's majesty, the Almighty, the Exalted. كَسَائِرِ صِفَاتِهِ, the same with the rest of Allah's attributes. فَهِيَ مَعِيَّ تَامَّ حَقِيقِيَّ لَكِنْ هُوَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, it is being with in the ultimate sense, but Allah Azza wa Jal is above the heavens. You see? Because Allah, we understand the names and the qualities of Allah in this fashion. And this is the opinion of Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. The fact that because we know that Allah has a face, and do we dare to think of a face? No. Because we know that there's nothing like Allah. There's nothing like Allah. So the same way Allah has a face, and we know the word face, and there's nothing like it, Allah can be with the creation as an attribute, and it is not the same way you understand the width of the creation. You see? Face, with the creation. Then one that is befitting to Allah's majesty, they're not alike. They're not the same. وَأَمَّا الدَّلِيلِ الْعَقْلِ, now this is textually speaking. As for intellectual evidences, عَلَى بُطْلَانِ قَوْلِهِمْ, which indicates the invalidity of their statement, فَنَقُولُ إِذَا قُلْتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَكَ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ هَذَا يَلْزِمُ عَلَيْهِ لَوَازِمْ بَاطِلَةٍ, if you say that Allah is with you in every place, then this necessitates a number of invalid realities. أولاً, first, إِمَّا التَّعَدُّدْ أَوْ التَّجَزُّ, either having multiple numbers, more than one, or تَجَزُّ, division. وَهَذَا لَازِمْ بَاطِلْ بِلَا شَكْ, this is something that is unacceptable without a doubt. وَبُطْلَانُ اللَّازِمْ يَضُلُّ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ الْمَلْزُومِ, and if that is unacceptable, then the outcome is definitely unacceptable. What that means, that either you're going to say that there's more than one, because Allah is being able to be with all of His creation at the same time, or that you're dividing Allah, so He is with each group of people at the same time. And both of these are unacceptable, so that understanding logically does not make sense. That understanding does not make sense. This is the first. ثانياً نقول, we say, إِذَا قُلْتَ إِنَّهُ مَعَكْ فِي الْأَمْكِنَةِ لَزِمَ أَنْ يَزْدَادَ بِزِيَادَةِ النَّاسِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِنَقْصِ النَّاسِ, if you say that Allah is with you in the various places, this means that there should be more of Allah whenever there are more people, and less of Allah whenever there are less people. Again, this is something that is illogical. Thirdly, يَلْزِمُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَنْ نُنَزِّهُ عَنِ الْمَوَاضِعِ الْقَذِرَةِ, then we will have to make some exceptions. All of the filthy places. فَإِذَا قُلْتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَكْ وَأَنْتَ فِي الْخَلَاءِ, if you say that Allah is with you while you're in the bathroom, what are you going to do? فَيَكُونَ هَذَا أَعْظَمْ قَطْحٌ فِي اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, this will be the worst dishonoring or disrespect that you direct towards Allah. Because if you are of the understanding that Allah is with you wherever you are, and you are in the bathroom, then you're saying that Allah is with you in the bathroom, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Is that logically acceptable? No. You're becoming just like the Christians now. You started to understand the concept of God like the Hindus and the Christians, that God can be concentrated in one particular thing at one time, or God manifests through His creation, or that God is mixed with His creation. All these are unacceptable, whether logically or otherwise. فَتَبَيَّنَ بِهَذَا أَنَّ قَوْلُهُمْ مُنَافِي لِلسَّمِعِ وَمُنَافِي الْعَقْلِ, by that we understand that their claim opposes textual evidences and opposes intellectual evidences. وَأَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ بِأَيِّ وَجْهٍ مِنَ الدَّلَالَاتِ, and the Qur'an does not indicate that in any way. No evidences that indicate that Allah is mixed with His creation in the sense, or that it says that Allah is with us. We will see what that means. Obviously everybody already knows. What does it mean? Allah knows what you're doing. He hears you. He sees you. You are encompassed by Allah's knowledge. It does not mean in the physical sense, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is above His creation. That's what is intended. أَمَّا الْآخَرُونَ, as for the second group, فَنَقُولُ لَهُمْ, we will say to them, أَوَّلًا إِنَّا نَفْيَكُمْ لِلْجِهَةِ يَسْتَلْزِمُ نَفْي الرَّبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, you denying direction or a position is indirectly denying the existence of Allah. You are indirectly denying the existence of Allah. إِذْ لَا نَعْلَمْ شَيْئًا لَا يَقُونُ فَوْقَ الْعَالَمْ وَلَا تَحْتَهُ وَلَا يَمِينُ وَلَا شِمَالُ وَلَا مُتَّصِلُ وَلَا مُنْفَصِلُ إِلَّا الْعَدَمُ, because we do not know of anything that is not above or below, that is not to the right or the left, that is not attached or disattached, except nothingness. That's the only thing that has this definition, nothingness. Nothing. So when you say that, then you are denying the existence of Allah. ولهذا قال بعض العلماء لو قيل لنا صف الله بالعدم ما وجدنا أصدق وصفا للعدم من هذا الوصف. That's what some of the scholars said. If we were asked to describe Allah as being nothing, then there will be no more befitting statement than that statement, that Allah is not above, not below, not to the right, not to the left, not within, not inside, not outside. Now, of course, we don't agree with all of them. We don't agree with all of them. We agree with one of them, which is the fact that Allah is above. Yes, He is not within. He is not without. But they're denying everything. The fact that Allah is above and everything else. So they are remaining with nothingness. ثانياً قولكم إثبات الجهة يستلزم التسليم نحن نناقشكم في كلمة الجسم. The second misconception that they have is that if you say that there's a position, that Allah is in a particular direction, that means that there must be a body. He says, so we will have a discussion with you regarding this word body. What do you mean by the word body when we say there's a body? ما هذا الجسم الذي تنفرون الناس عن إثبات صفات الله من أجله؟ What is this body that you keep trying to push the people away from understanding the attributes of Allah because of this word body? What do you mean by it? Let's get some definition from them, because they may have a misunderstanding of what is intended by the body. أتريدون بالجسم الشيء المكون من أشياء مفتقر بعضها إلى بعض لا يمكن أن يقوم إلا باجتماع هذه الأجزاء. Do you mean by the word body is an entity that is depending on each other, things that depend on one another, like your body? You know, you need blood to circulate for your, you know, for your heart to pump, and you need the pump actually to pump the heart for the blood to circulate, and you need veins, and you need everything is dependent on everything for the functioning of this thing. Is that what you mean? Where it will never function unless all of these parts work with each other. Is that what you mean by body? You ask them if this is what they're thinking about Allah. فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُمْ هَذَا فَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ هَذَا فَنَحْنُ لَا نُقْرِرُ. If that's what you mean, we don't say that. We don't say that. Because we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is not like that. Because that is the creation, the deficient creation that is in need, that is dependent. But Allah Azza wa Jal is independent. So if that's what you mean by that, so you have a misunderstanding of what is intended by body to begin with. وَنَقُولْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِجِسْمٍ بِهَذَا الْمَعْنَى. Allah does not have a body in this sense, as you are claiming. وَمَنْ قَالْ إِنَّ إِثْبَاتَ عُلُوَّهُ يَسْتَلْزِمْ هَذَا الْجِسْمِ فَنَقُولُهُ فَقَوْلُهُ مُجَرَّدْ دَعْوَى وَيَكْفِينَ أَنْ نَقُولْ. So anyone who says that if you say that there must be a direction, that means there must be a body, we say, my friend, this is simply a claim of yours. This is simply a claim that is unacceptable. And it is sufficient to say, لَا قَبُول. We do not accept. أَمَّا أَنْ أَرَدْتُمْ بِالْجِسْمِ الذَّاتِ الْقَائِمَةِ أَمَّا إِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ بِالْجِسْمِ الذَّاتِ الْقَائِمَةِ بِنَفْسِهَا الْمُتَّصِفَ بِمَا يَلِيقُ بِهَا فَنَحْنُ نُثْبِتُ ذَلِكَ. But if you mean by the body, meaning the entity that is independent, self-sufficient, and with the attributes that are befitting to it, which is that of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we say that. Then we say that. Because the believers will see Allah on the Day of Judgment or not. They will see Allah. طيب, if there was no such thing, no such existence, entity of Allah in this sense, what would you be seeing? You would not be seeing anything. So it must exist. But do you understand it in the human context? This is when we say no. The reason why they are falling into this issue, because their mind is trying to tell them they cannot stop thinking about human beings. Whenever they want to think of Allah, they think of a body, they think of a face, they think of a hand, they think of fingers. Their mind insists on thinking of humans or maybe animals or whatever they're thinking. So they say, no, a'udhu billah. I don't want to do that. I deny. I deny. You see, so they wind up denying it. Had they understood the foundations that Allah had laid out in the Quran, that there's nothing like Allah, there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he spoke about the Dajjal, the false Messiah, what did he tell them? He said, إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرُ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرُ. He said, he is one-eyed, and your Lord is not one-eyed. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking. The people have to understand these authentic narrations. What is he speaking about? Do you think he means something other what we understand from eyes? No. He is confirming the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has two eyes. As we know from the verses in the Quran and narrations from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will deal with this later. But brothers must stop imagining things in the human context. This is when you fall into shirk. Because now your concept of God is that of a physical being, creation, the creation, and you are making the creation like the creator. You have destroyed Islam from within. Had you understood what Allah revealed in the Quran, then you would have no problems. As the companions understood, as the A'imma, whether Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, or Imam Malik, or Imam Ahmad, or Imam Shafi'i understood, as the early generations of Muslims understood, and they authored books about this issue. Understanding the names and attributes of Allah in this way, you would have no problem. But the problem is people continue to use philosophical, and they do what they call al-naql, يعني قبل العقل. عفواً العقل قبل النقل. They use their mind and they give that precedence over textual evidences. They will deny a textual evidence if their mind does not understand it. And that's why you have some of the Muslims who deny the punishment of the grave. You know how many Muslims deny the punishment of the grave? They say there's no such thing. Because actually we open a grave of someone after they died and we found nothing but bones. Where is the pit of the fire? Where is the pit from the Garden of Gardens of Paradise as you claim? Muslims! According to some scholars, they have left Islam alone after that understanding. But these people exist, my brothers, because they use an intellect. They put away the narration. They say, look, my mind does not allow me to believe that right now under here there's someone being punished and there are angels telling him to get up and speak to him. Doesn't make sense to me. My mind doesn't allow it. So they deny it. This is the same sickness, the same disease. They want to think of Allah, they insist on thinking about some person they know from some other religion, from their own mind, their own fabrication. Then they start having all these complex issues and complex of understanding the names and attributes of Allah. Although the affair was much more simple. Ya akhi, lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. And there's none co-equal to Allah. What are you giving yourself a headache for? There's nothing equal to Allah. Just believe in what Allah says. Submit to Allah. This is Islam. Surrender to Allah. You want to see? You want visual? Go to paradise and get it over there. Today, you're never going to see Allah. So don't worry yourself with that. Believe in what he revealed in the Quran, what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ spoke with his own tongue, what his companions received from him, understood, and they conveyed it to us. Never did one of the companions say, after he narrated the hadith dealing with the names and attributes of Allah, oh, by the way, because they used to teach their students, oh, by the way, what is intended by that is this. Never. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was the one interpreting the Quran. When he was teaching his students like Ata and the other Mujahid, when he was teaching them the verses dealing with Allah's hands. Now that those who deny Allah's names and attributes, they say what is intended by hands is ni'mah, bounty. So when Allah told Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating to what I've created with my two hands? They say with my two bounties. That's their understanding, because they don't want to believe that Allah has hands. Because they keep thinking of human hands. So they say, no, no, we deny. Why didn't Ibn Abbas ever say to his students, by the way, what is intended by the hands is bounty? You will never find that. Because this was not their understanding. They took it face value. As it is, they accepted while knowing and having adab, having respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they do not allow themselves to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with human characteristics. That's why they never had the problem that the current day Muslims have today. So this is what it is. فَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ هَذَا فَنَحْنُ لَا نُقَرُ طَيِّبُ وَمَنْ قَالَ ونقول إن الله تعالى إن الله تعالى ذاتا وهو قائم بنفسه متصف بالكمال متصف الكمال وهذا هو الذي يعلم به كل إنسان. Rather we say that Allah عز وجل has a personal self. He has his own عز وجل entity. However that is, we don't know the nature of it, so we don't dwell into it. But it has nur, because Allah says Allahu نور السماوات والأرض. So we will deal with those inshallah later on. Anyways, he is self-sufficient with the most perfect names and attributes, And this is what each person believes about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وبهذا يتبين بطلان قوله هؤلاء الذين أثبتوا أن الله بذاته في كل مكان. So by that it becomes clear the invalidity of those who say that Allah himself is everywhere. أو أن الله تعالى ليس فوق العالم ولا تحته ولا متصل ولا منفصل. Or the claim of those who say that Allah is not above the creation, not below the creation, not inside and not outside. ونقول هو على عرشه استوى عز وجل. Allah rose above his throne. 7 different times it came in the Quran, the rising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above his throne, for emphasis. So you will not think that this is one verse or it's abrogated or something along these lines. 7 times Allah mentioned that he azza wa jal rose above his throne in this context. Many other verses indicate things go up to Allah, things go down, come down from Allah. Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَقْصِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Do you feel secure that the one who is above the heavens will cause the earth to shake under you? What is that? What is that verse speaking about? Allah is speaking about himself in the clearest way. In the hadith in Sahih Muslim, when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ asked the slave girl, huh? Who am I? She said, no, he said, where is Allah? He asked her, where is Allah? To the slave girl. She said, في السماء. Allah is above. That's what سماء means, and being above. We will deal with the meaning of the word technically. من أنا, who am I? أنت رسول الله, you are the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did he say to the companions معاوية? He said, أطلقها فإنها مؤمنة. Set her free. She was the slave girl. She is a believer. Subhanallah. After this, does someone still have to think that, can someone still think Allah is everywhere? Why didn't she, the Prophet ﷺ would have corrected her. Well, if she had made a mistake, he would have corrected her. Zainab, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, the one who was married to Zayd, then she married the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ by the command of Allah. She used to tease, this is in Bukhari, she used to tease the wives, Aisha and the rest. She says, all of you, you were given in marriage to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ by your parents. But for me, Allah gave my hand in marriage from above the 7 heavens. That's what she said. This is the wife of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Does she not understand the deen? So what people, when you give them these evidences, they will deny them. They will deny them and they will insist that Allah is everywhere, because Allah says in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you may be. So they say that must mean that Allah is everywhere. And the other party, they deny that Allah Azza wa Jal is above. Although the verses and the narrations as is quoted to you are clear. Aren't they clear that Allah is above? Can you still deny? You cannot deny. Unless your mind is sick and it insists on thinking of Allah in human context, then and only then you will deny. Otherwise, if your heart was sound, you will have no problem accepting. She said that. The Prophet ﷺ acknowledged that. This is the belief system of the righteous predecessors. I will not leave that alone. I will not leave that alone. If this happened during his time, alayhi salam, this was the conversation, this is what he established and acknowledged, who am I to come and say something else using wallah my mind? And people are deficient. This one is more intellectual than this one and what have you. If we're going to use the mind as means of understanding Allah, we will have right to have the right books and books and books of what the person's own perception of Allah is. You will never finish. So you must refer to the revelation. The revelation according to the understanding of those who were there during the revelation. Not somebody who came 1400 years ago, he learns a few words in Arabic and says, well, let me see here, okay, no, that's what is intended by that. So no, we have to go back to the righteous predecessors رضي الله عنهم وارضاهم. طيب. أما أدلة العلو التي يثبت بها نقيد قول هؤلاء وهؤلاء والتي تثبت ما قاله أهل السنة والجماعة فهي أدلة كثير لا تحصر أفرادها وأما أنواعها فهي خمسة. This is when things start getting exciting. He says, as for the evidences about Allah's transcendency, which prove that the misunderstanding of both parties we just mentioned earlier, those who say that Allah is everywhere or those who deny Allah being above, and which proves and confirms the position of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are too many evidences to be enumerated. But they are of 5 categories. There are 5 sources. Al-awwal al-kitab, From what? From the book of Allah. وَالسُنَّةِ From the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his statements, acknowledgments, his actions. الثالث, الإجماع. الإجماع, consensus, the agreement, the total agreement, unanimous agreement of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Fourth, العقل, intellect. Even that is included, because your mind refuses to believe that Allah is everywhere. And right, if you think about the bathroom examples and what we mentioned. And lastly, al-fitra, natural disposition. Ya Rab, does anyone have to teach you that? Wallahi, even the Christians believe that. The Christians believe that God is above man. Funny enough, a Christian has a better belief system, has a better understanding of the attribute of Allah, of transcendency, than a Muslim. This is unacceptable. But I've seen an image that they drew once in back where I was. They drew an image of Jesus coming from the clouds, and he's opening his arms to accept all those who supposedly died on September 11th. They show buildings and people, you know, flying, and Jesus accepting all of them as their blah blah blah. When I remember, this was when I was learning this with the Sheikh, and I remember saying, SubhanAllah, this is ajeeb. So now the Christians, they believe that, you know, their God is above. And we have some Muslims who say the otherwise. So, and it's unacceptable. And we quote it from the Quran that Fir'aun told Musa, told Haman, build for me a tower so I can go up to the heavens and look at the God of Musa. I want to see who Musa's Lord is. SubhanAllah. What this Fir'aun, where did he get that belief from? Who was teaching him that? This is something that is, yeah, and you should have no doubt in your mind. I hope you have no doubt in your mind that this is the right belief system. So there are five. Who can repeat them for me without looking at the book or notes? Without looking at the notes.
No order.
No order.
Natural disposition.
No order.
Quran.
Quran. Sunnah.
Quran, Hadith, and Ijma. And our
knowledge. Aql.
Aql. The fifth one is natural.
Fitra. Let's remember them in Arabic. Al-Kitab. Al-Sunnah. Al-Ijma. Ijma. Al-Aql. Wal-Fitra. These are the five. We will give evidences from all five why this is the correct position. We will mention this the intro. أما الكتاب فتنوعت أدلته تنوعت أدلته على علو الله عز وجل منها التصريح بالعلو والفوقية وصعود الأشياء إليه ونزولها منه وما أشبه ذلك. As for the book, the actual evidences are different and they are in the various, يعني they vary, variety. Either it is clearly stated in the ulu, such as the one that we mentioned earlier. Do you feel secure that the one who is above the heavens will cause the earth to shake under you? Or وهو العلي العظيم. Or by mentioning the فوقية, Allah being above. As Allah spoke about the angels, when He described the angels, He said, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. They fear their Lord who is above them. This is in the Quran. The angels, where do the angels live? Here or in the heavens? In the heavens. And Allah says, they fear their Lord who is above them. Where would Allah be? Above the angels. صعود الأشياء إليه. Things going up. Allah says, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To Allah ascends the good word. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. And the righteous deed, He raises it to him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Jesus from the crucifixion, what did He say in the Quran? إِنِّي رَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ. I will raise you to myself. لا إله إلا الله. يعني like the sun. The evidence that why would Jesus be risen if Allah was everywhere? If Allah was nowhere, according to the other ones. Why would Jesus be risen? Why the word إِلَيْ to me? This is in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, if I remember correctly. إِنِّي رَافِعُكَ إِلَيْ. I will raise you unto myself. SubhanAllah. If Allah wasn't above, Jesus would not be risen anywhere. He would not be risen to Allah. So this is alhamdulillah. It's obvious. وَنُزُولِهَا مِنْهُ. Or things going down from Allah. Things going down. Like إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا. نزول going down. Really, we have sent down the Quran upon you. Obvious. وما أشبه ذلك and whatever similar to that. That's from the Quran. Now, inshallah, later on in the book, a little later on, we will deal with all of them. Each one. examples of Allah clearly stating He's above, or things going up, things going coming down from Allah, evidences with the things that you need to memorize, inshallah, for you to be able to ever deal with this issue. If you ever come into this discussion with someone, you'll be able to give them an evidence that they cannot deny. They cannot deny, inshallah. أما السنة, as for the sunnah, فكذلك تنوع دلالتها. Also, they are, the evidences vary. واتفقت السنة بأصنافها الثلاثة على علو الله بذاته. The sunnah is divided into three categories. Does anyone know them? There are three ways that we can say this is a sunnah from the Prophet Muhammad sallam. Either a statement of his, قول أو فعل, action أو إقرار, acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. يعني either he says something, that's a sunnah. He does something without any words, that's a sunnah. Something happens in his presence and he does not say no. That's acknowledgement. These are the three ways that we get the sunnah. All three of them, we have evidences from all three kinds that Allah Azza wa Jal is above. From all three kinds. And we will deal with them. فَقَدْ ثَبَتَ عَلُوُ اللَّهِ بِذَاتِ فِي السُنَّةِ مِنْ قَوْلِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَفِعْلِهِ وَإِقْرَارِهِ. It has been established in the sunnah, whether from the statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his action, or his acknowledgement. All these will also be enumerated, inshallah. أَمَّا الْإِجْمَاعُ. As for the consensus. Consensus is the total agreement without any exception. Unless the exception was someone that is insignificant to begin with. Because you may get someone who is wicked, say, wallah, I disagreed. If he is not significant, then he is disregarded. We're talking about those who are of importance. Consensus, all of them coming to agreement. Ijma'. From the word jama'a, yastami', to agree, to come together, to group. فقد أجمع المسلمون قبل ظهور هذه الطوائف المبتدعة على أن الله تعالى مستوى على عرشه فوق خلقه. The Muslims have agreed altogether prior to the advent of these innovating or these denominations of innovation, those who are innovators, before they came about, that Allah Azza wa Jal is above His throne, above His creation. قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله. شيخ الإسلام, the author of this book رحمة الله عليه, said, ليس في كلام الله ولا رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا كلام الصحابة ولا التابعين لهم بإحسان ما يدل لا نصا ولا ظاهرا على أن الله تعالى ليس فوق العرش وليس في السماء, بل كل كلامهم متفق على أن الله فوق كل شيء, فوق كل شيء. He said, there is no statement of Allah or that of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, or any statement of the Sahaba, or those who came after them, the later generations, those who followed them in goodness, what indicates, whether through a statement or through any indication, that Allah Azza wa Jal is not above His throne. There's no such indication in any of these. Or that Allah is not above the throne, above the heavens. Rather, all of their speeches, whether if you get it from the Quran, or from the Sunnah, or from the companions, or from the A'imma, all of them agree that Allah Azza wa Jal is above everything. That Allah Azza wa Jal is above everything. And the last one that the Shaykh will deal with is Al-Aql. Let's finish it. وَأَمَّا الْعَقْلُ فَإِنَّا نَقُولُ كُلٌّ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْعُلُوُ صِفَةٌ كَمَالٌ. For the intellect. Now we mentioned Quran, Sunnah, Ijma', Aql. Everyone agrees that transcendency or ulu, highness, is something of perfection. It's an attribute of perfection, of honor. وَإِذَا كَانَ صِفَةٌ كَمَالٌ فَإِنَّهُ يَجِبْ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَابِتًا لِلَّهِ. If it is something that is praiseworthy, then automatically it must be given to Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves all praise. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُتَّصِفْ بِصِفَاتِ الْكَمَالِ. Because Allah has the best, most perfect attributes. وَلِذَلَكَ نَقُولِ إِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهَ فِي أَعْلَى أَوْ فِي أَسْوَلْ أَوْ فِي الْمُحَاذِي. Either we say that Allah is above or below or parallel or next to something. فَالْأَسْفَلُ وَالْمُحَاذِي مُمْتَنَعِ. Allah being below, does your mind allow you to say that? Mind, intellectually. أعوذ بالله. No way. And being near you, being next to you, equal with you, that's unacceptable either. This is logically speaking now. لِأَنَّ الْأَسْفَلْ نَقْصْ فِي مَعْنَاهِ. Because being below is deficient in within itself. وَالْمُحَاذِي نَقْصْ لِمُشَابَهَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِ وَمُمَثَلَتِهِ. And being with, next to, is also deficiency because it indicates being equal to the creation and resembling them. فَلَمْ يَبْقَى إِلَى الْعُلُو. You only are left with transcendency, being high. وَهَذَا وَجْهٌ أَخَرْ فِي الدَّلِّ عَقْلِي. And this is another way of looking at it intellectually. So, but be careful. We use the intellect to understand the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Not as they do, use the intellect to deny the Qur'an and the Sunnah. After we prove something from Allah, yes, we will use our mind to further understand it, because that's only common sense. وَأَمَّا الْفِطْرَةِ. As for the fitrah, the natural disposition, or they call it human innate or natural inclination, different definitions. فَأَنَّنَا نَقُولْ مَا مِنْ إِنسَانٍ يَقُولْ يَا رَبْ إِلَّا وَجَّدَ فِي قَلْبِهِ ضَرُورَةٍ بِطَلَبِ الْعُلُوِ. There is no single person, even a non-Muslim, who says, my Lord, except that he finds naturally the necessity of looking above, by nature, without anyone teaching you that. You know what I'm saying? فَتَطَابَقَتِ الْأَدِلَّةِ الْخَمْسَةِ. So these are five reasons or five ways of proving that. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue bi'idhnillah azza wa jalla next week with dealing with some of the other issues pertaining to this subject matter. So we'll repeat them once again. Al-Kitab, Al-Sunnah, Al-Ijma', Al-Aql, Wal-Fitra. Five ways to prove them. This was only a brief. Later on in the book, these will be dealt with extensively. So much so that you will be so happy, bi'idhnillah, when we are done, that the deen is so clear. So much clarity, so straightforward, that you now, because we may not have enough knowledge, some of the things I'm saying may be a little ambiguous or not really clear, because we have not yet accumulated the various teachings. Bi'idhnillah, by the time we move, as we move more into the book, you will see that this is only normal. And this is what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to give us beneficial knowledge and help us implement it in our lives. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu salamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك